We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's out. Not to us. I don't know what the report says. You don't know what the report says. Susan Blanche doesn't know. Even the attorney general probably doesn't know, because Special Counsel Robert Mueller just delivered his report to Attorney General William Barr. This is breaking news. This is exciting. This is hopefully what will give us some answers as to a lot of questions surrounding the president's relationship with Russia, the president's relationship with anybody working for the government of Russia, or not. Maybe it'll be a big nothing burger. And no big deal. And it'll be business as usual. Here's the deal, though. We're not going to know anything for a while. Because now that the special counsel has submitted the report, to the attorney general, the attorney general then has to read it. And the attorney general does have some liberties. William Barr can say, you know what? I'm going to show this part to Congress, but I'm not going to show that part. This part is relevant, but that part isn't. He has some leeway. He may be able to redact quite a bit. And redact is when you see like a police report and it's all blacked out with big Sharpie. Might be able to redact some of that report. Of course, there will be, I'm going to go on a limb and say, hell to pay from Congress if the whole thing isn't delivered, if they don't get a chance to look at all of it. And you know what? The American people want to see it too. The half of the American electorate that hates Trump and the half that loves him, we all want to see the report. We want to know. After all this time, we deserve to know what is in that report. And I honestly hope that William Barr, who seemed very fair, who sailed through his confirmation hearing, sailed right through. I honestly hope that he will not redact any of it. I hope he will not act as a great protector or somebody who is less than transparent with the American Congress or the American people. We are past that phase. This report started way before he was ever attorney general, and we would like to see what's in the report. Right? Do you believe that the report should be open and transparent to the American people? Do you want to see every single word? Or do you think there should be some protections afforded if necessary and if warranted? My phone number is 651-989-9226. We have a couple of minutes, and this, we're just expounding on it because I wish I could tell you what's in the report, but I don't know. I haven't seen it, and I wouldn't even presume, I wouldn't even pretend to think what's going to be in that report. Could be extraordinarily salacious, could be a giant, big old nothing burger. But I want to see it. Whatever it is, the good, the bad, the ugly, the President Trump is an angel, and he's a choir boy, and he couldn't even spell Putin before he got elected. That's fine. If that's what that report shows, then I want to know about it. Then I want to know how good he is and how this was a complete 100% witch hunt, if that's what Robert Mueller's report says. If there's a pee-pee tape, I do not want to see it. I don't ever want to see it. But I'd like to at least know. Right. I'd like to at least know of the existence. I never want to see it. I hope you never see it either. But at this point, after we've been down these 2 years of, yes, I'm going to give you my tax returns. Now I'm not. No, this never happened. Yes, this is a big witch hunt. Everybody else is lying. That's fake news. After all of it, I think as the American electorate, we deserve the right to know. I understand it's not a right in this country. But it's I don't know if it would be called a privilege, but boy, I want transparency. I want to know what is in that thing. Robert Mueller, what did you not find just as much as what did you find? Do you want to see it too? 651-989-9226. Are you as curious as I? Or do you think there are some things that maybe the American electorate shouldn't know? Maybe there should be some presidential liberties or liberties as acts of government or during campaign times that maybe we should be protected from. 651-989-9226. Teresa's in Goodhue. Teresa, you want to see it?
Well, good afternoon. Yes, I've been waiting for that report, too, and I don't think it should be, nothing should be redacted. I think the whole thing should be laid out before the American people.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too. And I think the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know, if it says he's a choir boy, you come and you show me that he was a choir boy. I will accept it because, you know what, I do trust Robert Mueller. I think he went into it. He's a Republican. I think he went into it with trying to get at the truth. I think that was his goal. And we haven't had leaks. We haven't had partisanship from his office. And I believe.
Unfortunately, I don't believe the same thing you do. Because
no?
I think this was a setup from the beginning.
Against the president?
Yeah, it was set up against the president because he won the election.
It was a setup because he won?
They're very angry and upset about it.
Okay.
The opposition.
All right. Okay. Well, then the report would be a witch hunt. It would show nothing, Teresa. So that would be vindication.
That doesn't mean much, really, when you go after everyone around him. And then when you find out that on the other side, they have not done anything about what's coming out in the open. About paper trails and everything else on the Democratic side.
I think you're now going off a rabbit hole that I'm not sure what's coming out on the Democratic side, Teresa. So we're going to stay on topic here with, do you want to see what's in that report wholeheartedly, or do you think some of it should be redacted by the Attorney General? Let's see who's up. Mike's in Rosemount. Mike, what do you think?
Hey, Jordan, I think it should come out so that both sides can see what happened. Mm-hmm. And I guess maybe to follow up just a little bit on that question, if it does come out and, like you said, it's a nothing burger, do you think there should be further investigation as to why it was even started if Mueller finds that there was no reason to start it?
I mean, maybe. You know, I mean, this is his investigation. I think there were about 16 investigations into other incidents that we've had in Congress, like, you know, Benghazi and 9/11. We've had multiple investigations into bad things that have happened in our country in the past. And this is one investigation. So you're saying that if it's a nothing burger, should they investigate the people who called for the report? Is that what you're asking,
well,
Mike?
Yes, but I guess the real detail would be if they lied to the FISA court to get the whole thing started.
That's a huge problem. And yes, that should be investigated. Absolutely.
And hopefully that. Mm-hmm. We haven't heard if Mueller even went that direction. So that's what I'm hoping the report might show is if he got into that type of thing about how the investigation even started.
And you know what? I look forward to him. I look forward to that. That's why we want to see it all. That's why I don't think it should be redacted. Just let us see it. Let everybody shake it out for us. And let's take a look. Mike, I appreciate the call. And Mike makes a good point. If we find that there was some wrongdoing on somebody else's behalf, that documents were forged or people lied to create some sense of wrongdoing, sure, then we investigate both sides because that's what we do. We want transparency. We are the American electorate. We deserve answers. We deserve truth. We deserve to know what really happened. Brandon, jump on in here, sir.
Hi, Jordana.
Hi, Brandon. I'm well. Thank you, sir.
I completely agree with you. I just want transparency. We've been waiting for months and months. Regardless of the outcome, I think we deserve to know. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not a huge Trump fan myself, but if it's found that he had no collusion with Russia, mm-hmm. I'm not going to be a cynical person and hold that against him still. I'd like to move past this, regardless
exactly.
of whatever we find out. I think just the constant fighting, we're not getting anywhere. Yesterday, I saw him, President Trump, posted on Facebook picture for World Down Syndrome Day, and people were attacking him for that. And I just I don't understand all of this fighting. I mean, he's not a perfect man, but
none of us are, Brandon.
There.
None of us are.
There's nothing there, mm-hmm. you know.
Brandon, I appreciate the call. I'm going to have to hit the update at the 20 mark. CBS is going to jump in here. And Brandon, I appreciate that. And I think Brandon brings up a really good point. We are so divided. We're angry. Everybody doesn't believe each other. This one's a liar. No, this one's a liar. No, this is a witch hunt. No, it's a false investigation. We are so divided. Just show us the cards. This is supposed to be the great equalizer. It's supposed to be a nonpartisan report. It's supposed to show some truth. That's why we want to see it. Once again, the Mueller report has been delivered to Attorney General William Barr. Now let's go to CBS.
CBS News Special Report. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's probe has been delivered. Joining us live from the White House, CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Well, the formal word of the end of the Mueller investigation came in a one-page letter to key members of Congress. Attorney General William Barr says he's received Mueller's confidential report and is now reviewing it to determine how much of it to share with lawmakers. Barr advises them he may report on the principal conclusions of the Mueller report as soon as this weekend. Mueller's work ends 1 year, 10 months, and 6 days after it began when he was appointed to take over an investigation that was started by the FBI in the summer of 2016. Allison?
CBS's Ed O'Keefe is on Capitol Hill.
We don't yet have immediate congressional reaction, but we know this, that no matter what this report says, Congress is pushing to see as much of it as possible. The House, just before its recess, unanimously voted calling on the Justice Department to publicly release.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Allison Keyes.
Jordana Green here. We will stick with this. We'll talk more about it. People on Twitter are already demanding the immediate release. We'll chat more here on CCO. Jordana here. Paul's home with his dad. He'll be back Monday, and we'll know more Monday. The Mueller report has been delivered to Attorney General William Barr. Pundits are saying we could have some conclusions as soon as this weekend. I assure you the Attorney General will hopefully be working overtime this weekend. But keep in mind, it is solely Barr's decision whether or not the report or any part of it will be made public. His requirement is this. William Barr has to write a report based on the Mueller report and deliver that to Congress and say, these were the findings. That's it. It could be a one sheet. It could be a one-liner, no collusion, boom, done, period, bum. We don't know what that's going to say. Of course, there'll be basically a mutiny if at least Congress doesn't get to see the report. But as an American citizen, I want to see it too. Maybe I can't understand all of it. Robert Mueller's a super smart guy and all sorts of lawyers have been working for him. But I'd like to see it. I'd like other really smart people to take a look at it and help analyze it. So I do hope it is released in its entirety to Congress and to the American electorate. My number 651-989-9226. We'll be dipping in and out of CBS coverage. They're offering us updates at the top and bottom of the hour. And, of course, we're done early today because of the Twins game. That's on at 5 o'clock. So I just have a half an hour left with you. But, yeah, I am taking calls. We've been waiting for this for months. So absolutely chime in. Brad's in Park Rapids. Hey, Brad, thanks for the call.
Hi, Jordana. I just got a couple of comments.
Yeah.
I really liked the previous caller when he said that it's just getting out of control. It's extreme. No one believes anybody anymore. Mm-hmm. And everybody wants to point a finger. And Jordana, I'm just going to say that you're right in that crowd. I listen to this radio station a lot. I listen to you a lot. And boy, we get on a Trump conversation and the claws come out and you are ready to battle.
Yep. I think he's a bad guy. I think he's bad for America. I think he's a bad president. I think he's bad morally. Yep. And I'm not hiding that. I'm a human being with a bias. I think he's a bad guy.
But I'll bet when the investigation went on with President Clinton and all his immoral acts, his out of wed affairs, and so on and so forth. When he got on TV and pointed at the camera and said, "I am telling you now, American public, I did not have an affair with that woman." He couldn't even say her name. I'll bet you didn't get nearly as fired up about this as you are now. One last comment.
How can you say that, Brad? You don't know me. I was not on the air then. No. And the fact that he lied to the American people is very upsetting. And the fact that President Clinton went on TV and lied to us is just as upsetting to me as our current president does it every day. Lying, I have a problem with lying. Anybody who lies to the American public is wrong. And that makes them a bad president if they lie to the American people.
But you certainly didn't hear the outrage back then like you hear now. One last comment.
It doesn't matter. I wasn't on the air back then. I was outraged in my living room.
I'm saying I'm talking about Democrats in general now. Okay? One last comment, please. You aren't going to see everything in that report. And I'll just guarantee you, and I'll tell you my theory why. When you have an investigation this big, when you go down any path with any person, it's going to take you on so many different trails with so many different people, Republican, Democrat, what have you. There is probably so much information in there that damaged so many people that it could possibly turn our system upside down a little bit. So it has to be protected. To think we're going to get the whole thing, because of that, I'll be honest with you, I think it's incredibly naive.
That's Brad in Park Rapids. Brad, are you done, or would you like to add anything more?
Nope, I've said my piece.
Thanks for the call, Brad. Good call. Jim's in St. Paul. Hey, Jim, jump in here.
Hello, how could you say that was a good call?
Well, he got to say his piece.
I'll tell you something. Anybody that looks at this and seen all the indictments already, you think about Benghazi. They talked about that for years, and I don't think there was one indictment for that. But this clown and all of his people that protect him, and I hear it, and it makes me so mad. These people, I don't know where their thinking is when they think that Trump is a good guy and he didn't do anything wrong, when his whole outfit is based on lies and his whole cabinet is nothing but the sewer he said he'd drain. And these people that keep on saying, well, look what Clinton did. Clinton didn't do one tenth of one iota of nothing compared to what Trump does every day. And that's all I want to say.
And you know what, Jim? That was a good call, too. I like this to be a safe place, and I like people with differing opinions to call me. And I want you all to get your say, because that's what we're doing here. I hope this report is the beginning of people coming together and being open to at least seeing the other side. If it's a nothing burger, the witch hunt people can say, oh, you're right. It was a nothing burger. He's perfect. Or you know, it was a witch hunt. If it was the other way, we can see there is a problem and there might be illegal activity. We need to hear each other and we need to have open minds. And I hope that some transparency this report will get us there. I promise I will be taking your calls until 5 o'clock, but right now I have to break. It's been delivered. We've been waiting for the Mueller report, and Robert Mueller and the special counsel have delivered the document to the attorney general. No, we have no idea what's in it. No idea, right? I imagine William Barr is just kind of cracking the binding on that one. Taking a look at it. Maybe we'll hear this weekend. Hopefully, we'll have something to talk about on Monday. I, for one, want to see it all. I think there should be full transparency. I think we, the American people, deserve it. The Congress deserves it. Just let us know. And we can hopefully, this can be the beginning of the healing. Now we'll get some truth. Maybe we can weed through whatever fake news or constant lies there have been. Maybe we can get to some truth. And then once we know, we can move on from there. Tim has been waiting so kindly on the line. Hey, Tim, out of Baxter. What are your thoughts on this, sir?
Well, hey, Jordana. First of all, I want to apologize for the way that guy treated you.
Well, that's okay. Everybody gets a say. That's okay.
Well, I know, but he did it rudely. So,
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Tim.
So here's the deal. I think we need to look at past precedents. Was the Nixon report released? Yes, it was. Was the report on Clinton released? Yes, it was. So there's no reason that this report shouldn't be released, at least the parts that led to a major finding.
Okay.
I can understand if something was a dead end, don't include it because people won't be interested in that. But if it resulted in something substantial, release that. That's my opinion.
Yeah. Hey, Tim, you know, there's also some thought, and Rod Rosenstein has said this in the past, that parts of it shouldn't be released if nobody was indicted or nobody was charged with anything. You know, maybe there was a meeting with somebody, but it never led to anything. What do you think about that? Because, you know, I don't think anyone's out to smear anybody.
Well, I think if the overall goal of the investigation was to see if there was collusion.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would say that led somewhere.
I see.
So then I would say we should see that.
Tim and Baxter, thank you for the call, and I appreciate your defense, sir. Thank you. You're a very kind man. 651-989-9226 is my number. See, I was hoping to do the happy hour right now, you know, keep it light and fluffy, but I mean, we've been waiting for this, friends. We've been waiting. Kurt's in Stillwater. Jump on in here, sir.
Hi, Jordana. This is Kurt.
Kurt.
Yeah, I guess my main comment on all this is that, yes, we're divided and everything, but it seems like our division is at a different level these days. You know, we used to be divided on principle, and now we're divided on style. And, you know, it seems like, yeah, I don't particularly care for President Trump's style, but we've lost track, in my opinion, we've lost track of outcomes. And we're not arguing about outcomes and whether we're better or worse as the economy or as a country. We're arguing about whether he tweets or not, or what he says and how he acts versus, you know, what he achieves. And I think there's a boundary to that as well. I mean, you can't go so far as to make our country look immature or whatever you want to say. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I think the masses of people are arguing about style points and not substance anymore.
I think this report might speak to that a little bit differently, only because the report wouldn't have been commissioned if they weren't truly concerned about the relationship that our current president has with another government. And if it's nothing, then we can go back to the style. You know, is he too brash? Does he tweet? Does he, you know, then we can go back to having that discussion. And boy, no one's going to win that because, you know, we're all where you are on that. But if the report shows some kind of inappropriate relationship with a foreign government, certainly during the election and possibly after, that to me, Kurt, that's substance. And I want to know.
Well, I agree, too. No, I'm not saying don't publish the report. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that people read these reports now and don't look for the big hitter illegal things. They look at things like, well, that was inappropriate, but technically it's not illegal. But, you know, geez, wish he wouldn't have done it, as opposed to did he break the law or didn't he break the law, period.
Yeah.
And another thing is we haven't had too many businessmen in office that literally haven't had any political experience. So you got a guy who's a negotiator, regardless of how you look at his negotiating style. And he comes in to be a president and he negotiates like he's running a business. And none of us look at it that way. We don't say, look, this guy's learning on the job and we don't like some of the things he's doing, but his outcomes are still generally favorable. Put it this way. One thing that I've seen in Trump, not his style, but his message, is that he generally cares about America, as opposed to letting people in illegally, then giving them driver's licenses so they can vote even while they're still illegal, and breaking the laws just intentionally. And yet we got a person who's trying to support the laws, and we're criticizing him for that as opposed to being on substance.
Kurt, I'm glad you got in, and I have to take a couple more calls. I'm glad you got a chance to talk. I disagree with Kurt on a lot of things with that comment, but I'm glad he got to say it. And I don't necessarily think the Mueller report is about style over substance. This truly is substance, and I'm glad Kurt got in. I really am. Tom is in Plymouth. Hey, Tom, jump in here, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon, Jordana. I have a little different angle, just because I want to look at it from the perspective of history. And I've been a news junkie my whole life, and that goes back quite a few decades. And I've I'm from New York, not New York City, but New York. And I spent a lot of time reading about the Trump family over the period of 30 or 40 or 50 years. And one thing that it's an opinion is that from what I've seen in the papers from all that time, that the Trump family is probably describable as a multi-generational crime family. Mm-hmm. I mean, all you have to do is look at what's been in the newspapers out of New York City. Mm-hmm. And I suspect that, and I know that our current president has been involved in a fair amount of that stuff. So I guess that's all I really need to say.
So are you expecting then that this report will find some criminal activity?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I can't address that. Mm-hmm. But if I had to make a bet, I know which way I'd go.
Yeah. Tom, I appreciate the call. And see, Tom brings up an interesting point as to the caller we had before. The caller we had before said, you know, I generally believe he cares about the American people. And Tom brings up that point being part of a crime family and not like a mafia family. But, you know, when the Trumps were, well, they still are running that business. Remember when Fred Trump died and they hid all that money and they didn't pay the proper taxes on it and they set up the ABC shell company to launder all of the money that they would have had to pay in taxes? That was illegal. And the Southern District of New York is now going back to look at those tax returns because they cheated the American people out of about $500 million of tax money. And when I hear that he cares about the American people, you know, the family and him, he was an adult running the business. They didn't care enough to pay taxes to help support the other people around them, to help support the workers that, you know, build their buildings. I don't really believe that. And somebody who sets up shell companies to avoid taxes, even though you're supposed to be a billionaire, that's wrong. I don't think you care about me or anybody else except you if you make those choices. So when people say cares about us, I don't buy that. Rod's in Weyerhaeuser. Rod, jump in here, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Jordana. Yeah, say, you know, just I put my two cents like in everybody else.
Please do.
You know, Bill Clinton, you know, he was a Democrat. I basically am a Democrat. Now, I would like to say, first of all, there are Democrats and there are Republicans. Then you have the far extreme left and the far extreme right. And those two extremes are getting stronger. That's what the problem. Bill Clinton was tried, and they impeached him, but they let him finish out his term. Yeah, Bill Clinton did some awful things, if this is true. I mean, it's pathetic. But he did balance the budget. Now, I don't know about Trump, if he's going to balance his budget. I heard, what is it? You know, we were with Fred, this information. Trump said one thing I probably agree with. Fake news. There's fake news on both sides. But, you know, when he condemned John McCain and a family, the Muslim family, whose son was killed in Iraq, don't give a hoot what religion. If he fought in our military for our country, he's good for me.
For sure.
You know, Clinton evaded the draft. Like he weaseled his way out. He went to England or Canada or something. But I never remember Clinton condemning veterans.
All right. Rod in Weyerhaeuser. And it's hard to compare. When people bring up Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton, I understand what you're saying there, Rod. That's old history. That's we're done with that. Right now, we have a different kind of problem. Right now, we have, was there illegal activity or was there not, at least according to the Mueller report and during the campaign and after. This is what we're out. And this conversation started, by the way, where I said, I want to see full transparency. I want to see that whole report. I hope that whole report gets delivered to Congress. And that was a question I asked you. Are you all for transparency or is it OK if some of it's redacted? But you get to talk about whatever you want. It's OK, because I know this is the day we've been waiting for. John's in Woodbury. Hey, John, jump in here, sir.
Hi, there's a few facts on this case that nobody is talking about. Number one, there was collusion, but it was collusion between the British government, John McCain's office, and the Hillary Clinton campaign, who paid for the dossier. Now, it's also been reported through congressional notes that this dossier was made up from a CNN message board. So Christopher Steele basically took messages off of a CNN message board to create the dossier. So, yeah, there was conclusion, and that's what's not being talked about.
Well, maybe it'll come out in the Mueller report. That's a different bit of a rabbit hole, but maybe it'll all come out then. Mike in Minneapolis, you're going to be our last call before we have to hit traffic. Hey, Mike.
Hey there. You know, one thing I would not want to see is them to release the entire thing if there's anything that could compromise national security. You know, that
well, I agree with you.
That would be the only the only thing. But other than that, absolutely, just everything.
Yeah, that absolutely. And Mike, I couldn't agree with you more on that. Absolutely. We don't want anything to further damage our country, our troops, our security. And you know what? I think maybe if Congress got to take a look at it and both sides of the aisle were saying, yep, this is all you're going to get. No more to see here. At least nothing that's pertinent to anything that we Americans might need to see. And Lord knows, Mike, you're right. You know, we all don't have to see everything all the time. We elected them for a reason. We hope they do their jobs to protect us and protect the information that's going to come out. But I want to see as much as I possibly can. Paul will be back Monday, but you might not want him to come back after I give you this awesome forecast. Tomorrow, 57 degrees and sunny. Yes, hallelujah. Sunday, 50 degrees, morning showers, but let's just forget about those. We'll get to the 50 degrees in the afternoon. Monday, we'll see 40s, but guys, on Thursday, we could be up to 60 here in Minnesota. Spring has arrived, my friends. Currently, it is 49 degrees at CCO at 448. The breaking news we have been covering for you all afternoon. It's hard to cover because we don't know what the report says, but the special counsel has delivered their report to the attorney general. We now head to CBS for more.
CBS News Special Report. Less than an hour ago, Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russian meddling report was delivered to the Department of Justice. CBS's Jeff Glor.
The White House was notified between 4:35 and 4:40 this afternoon that the Justice Department had received this report. The letter has been delivered by now to members of Capitol Hill. Rod Rosenstein was expected to call Robert Mueller on Friday to thank him for his work these last 2 years.
CBS's Paula Reed is at the White House with what may be in the report.
There were also questions about possible obstruction of justice and whether or not the president has tried to interfere with this investigation. That's still an outstanding question, but I think the president has good reason to be optimistic that there will be no evidence of criminal wrongdoing on his part, but he still should be very concerned about what's going on with federal prosecutors in New York and all these other investigations going on across the country.
CBS's Bill Rakoff with what's happening on Capitol Hill.
Attorney General William Barr will brief key congressional leaders on the Mueller report, but there's no guarantee that the report itself will become public. If that's the case, Democrats may try to subpoena Mueller to get the results. Republicans, though, like Senator Lindsey Graham, aren't concerned about the results, saying that if there was evidence of collusion, we would have known it by now.
Barr says he may report the principal conclusions as soon as this weekend. The White House says it has not seen or been briefed on the report, and the next steps are up to Barr. CBS News Special Report. I'm Allison Keyes.
Jordana here. We'll continue taking a couple of calls after the break. Jordana here. It's 4:53. Had some calls. Don't worry. They dropped off, but you can get in. 651-989-9226. The Mueller report has been delivered to the Attorney General, William Barr. Will we see it? I sure hope so. I sure hope we get to see it. Will Congress see all of it? I sure hope they will. But it really is up to the Attorney General whether or not how much he sends and how much he redacts. People on their pundits on Twitter are advocating people march on Washington and demand to see the report. I say let's wait and see how it goes. Let's wait and see if the Attorney General chooses not to deliver so much, if Congress demands it right now. One thing I will say is that I don't think anything will happen very quickly. One senior Department of Justice official says the special counsel is not recommending any further indictments. We know that 5 indictments have already come out of his investigation. And a senior DOJ official, I guess that may have access to this report, says no further indictments are coming. And by the way, friends, that includes the president. I know there was question, and there is legal question still, about whether a sitting president could be indicted or not. And I am not presuming to say that he has done anything that is indictable. But no further indictments, at least from one senior official, is saying due to this report that Robert Mueller isn't planning anymore. So this is going to be just a, this is how it happened, or this is what we found. So it'll be very interesting to see what happens throughout the weekend. And hopefully we'll have something to share with you on Monday. And I, for one, hope that this truly does mark a line in the sand for us as a country. It's been terrible, folks. It's been horrible. You even hear it. I think our callers were respectful, and most of them, and I appreciate that. And I don't keep the text line up anymore because there's lots of trolls on the text line, and I don't like hearing how racist some people in Minnesota are, so I just shut that down. But I hope the line in the sand is this report, because I hope we all can agree that we trust Republican Robert Mueller, that we think that he was going to do a job to find the truth with no agenda behind it. We hope that he did investigation in good faith. We hope that he questioned everybody. And we hope he writes a nonpartisan report. Just show us the facts. Robert Mueller is not the fake news. We just want to hear what happened, if anything. If nothing happened, then tell us that. And just as elections have consequences, so do conclusions from reports. I really pray that we as a country, as a society, as an American electorate, as people who all want the best for our country, come together, accept the report, and move on from there. And maybe there'll be a little healing. I hope this will offer us some finality. We'll be covering this all weekend. Paul and I will be back Monday at 3.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.